Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Signature moment from Evgeny Malkin's career. That's where we'll start today. Good afternoon, everybody. I am at Bowser Chevrolet in Monroeville, our incredible Studio B. If you're in the area, I always encourage you to swing by because you get to see, if you walk through the Chevy showroom, the state-of-the-art studio that we've built out here. And I'm all by myself and could use some company. Malzie's on vacation. Donnie Football's on vacation. I think intern Dom is serving a one-day suspension for some of the things he has said about Bob Pompeiani and others over the last couple of weeks. So we have gorgeous Charlie Borges, our hockey aficionado, who's back in Green Tree running the show today. 412-928-9370 is how you get involved in today's show. I will address something quickly off the top here from the morning show, where apparently there was an outcry. I think it was completely made up by Callis saying that there were listeners who were pleading that I offer some kind of apology to Harry for the things we said yesterday about the underhanded manner in which Callis's voice got on the U.S. Open broadcast on Sunday. And I'm not going to apologize because he's very much, I think, guilty of sin. That's an opinion. I don't know that as a fact. I thought the way he tried to defend himself was completely half-assed and flimsy. And so I'm not going to come here and say hat in hand that he was right and I was wrong, because I've still seen no evidence to the contrary here. And I'm going to stick by my observations on why that happened over the weekend. So if that's what you're coming here to the start of the show for, you're going to be greatly disappointed. I instead want to start with the Malkin report that we touched on at the end of yesterday from Josh Yowie, and the all-time Malkin whisperer, Rob Rossi, is going to join us later this hour. This is not just a hockey topic. I'm going to say that straight off the bat. This is a bigger topic than just that. This story that Malkin, if you read it, it pretty much, to paraphrase it and boil it down to one sentence, is this. Evgeny Malkin might not retire, but his days with the Penguins are over. He's going to play this year. That's when his contract runs out. And then it's going to be up to him if he wants to keep playing, but it's not going to be here. Maybe it's in Russia, could be with another team, but it's not going to be with the Penguins. The organization is ready to turn the page. They're ready to move on, and they're ready to break up the Holy Trinity, the Big Three, the longest tenured Big Three in North American sports history. It's a marvelous run. It's an all-time run. And we should forever be grateful and thankful that those three guys came together and brought us three Stanley Cups and some of our favorite and most cherished moments as sports fans here. So I'm always going to be indebted to Sid, Malkin, and Letang in that order for everything they've done for Pittsburgh. And I hope I'm not arguing against a straw man. That's one of my least favorite things in sports radio. It can be entertaining when people sound outraged about really nothing. There's nothing to be outraged over, because people get mad at opinions or things that aren't even opinions. But I at least know one prominent person who disagrees with me on this. And honestly, that's good enough for me to start the show with it. So you've got this Josh Yowie report, kudos to him, that we're going to watch Evgeny Malkin skate for the Penguins one last time this year. And we also have Art Rooney in this TJ Watt never-ending negotiation say that TJ Watt is a one helmet guy. And if you're good enough, if you're great enough, you therefore enter this hallowed ground where you're only supposed to play for one team. And I think that's completely ridiculous. I can't believe the owner of a team would actually say that, to be honest with you. I have no issue whatsoever. I actually encourage it if that's what he wants to do. If Malkin wants to sign a free agent deal with another team that's willing to pay him a couple million dollars a year to be a low-end, cheap second-line center or even a guy that plays in the bottom six and on a power play, knock yourself out. I don't care. If he wants to, you know, try to catch on with the Florida Panthers in 2 years or the Tampa Bay Lightning or one of those teams, go ahead. I'm not going to be bitter towards him, and I'm not going to be angry at the Penguins. That's professional sports. Everybody has an expiration, has two expiration dates. Their expiration date with the team they're playing for and their career expiration date. And if the athlete and the team don't think those two dates sync up and match up, well, then go ahead and keep playing somewhere else. And I say this and I mean it. You know, if Sidney Crosby at some point got sick of playing here and wanted to go, you know, play out his last final years with a team that he thought had a better chance of winning a Stanley Cup, I would respect that. I have zero issue. I actually would rather see it, to be honest with you. I keep trying to say that I'm honest with, I should be honest with you all the time. I am. I'd rather see, if Evgeny Malkin's going to play hockey into his 40s, I'd rather it be with another team and not the Penguins. Because I do think it's important for them to transition out of this period. Muse, Malzi's lookalike, said at his introductory press conference, we're a team in transition. And Malkin has publicly stated that he only wants to play for one team. Well, guess what? I mean, I would have liked at some point when I was single to hook up with Selma Hayek, and that didn't happen. So we don't get every single thing we want in life. The Penguins have treated him pretty good. And in turn, he's done incredible things for the franchise. So I think it's been a pretty worthwhile endeavor for both. But this whole idea where whether it's TJ Watt with the Steelers or Evgeny Malkin with the Penguins or Chris Letang or whatever, that these guys have to play for one team, I think that that's complete BS. And I don't even think you, the fan, agree with that. 412-928-9370. I mean, it would suck to some degree if Malkin decided to team up with Alex Ovechkin and spend a year in Washington. But I don't know. I'd rather him do that than pay him to just look like a shell of himself at 40 on a bad Penguins team.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I don't think he'd want to go play for the Flyers because they're not going anywhere fast either. But like, I just, that image of him putting another sweater on is not going to make me sick to my stomach. And maybe it would you. And that's why I'm continuing to put the telephone number out there, because I am genuinely curious. You have to have an inquisitive nature to be a, I think, quality sports talk show host. And so that's why I'm giving you my opinion. And I am interested in hearing yours at 412-928-9370. Franco played for the Seahawks. Alan Faneca played for the Jets. Mike Webster suited up for the Chiefs. Marc-Andre Fleury's played for about half the NHL since we lost him in the expansion draft. Dave Parker played for the Reds and A's, and I think a few more teams. So our iconic players, like, we've gotten lucky. A lot of these guys like Roethlisberger, Bradshaw, Mario only played for one team. But that's not the way it generally works in pro sports. Tom Brady played for the Bucks. Wayne Gretzky played for the Blues and Rangers. Willie Mays played for the Mets. It's just the nature of the beast. It's just the way the sports world turns. So he's the fourth best player in team history, talking about Malkin, behind Mario, Sid, and Jágr. And I would put him in that order, and then I would put him fourth. So he gets onto the Mount Rushmore. But that doesn't mean, hey, Evgeny, thank you so much for everything you've done for us. You tell us when you're done playing for us. And if you want to be one of these guys who skates around and you're like Joe Thornton at the end of his career, barely able to move, playing for Toronto or somebody like that, but you want to do that here for us, we can only be so lucky. We would be blessed to have you 3 or 4 years from now still wanting to like be around our young players and be a box office draw. I don't endorse that. He got pulled off a top power play unit for Kevin Hayes this year. The writing's on the wall. So what we should do is we should enjoy and soak in his last year, even though it's probably not going to be that productive, and take it in and enjoy all that we can and remember the great days and the glory years. But this Art Rooney one helmet thing, it's really going to be the death of you as a fan if TJ Watt goes in place for another team. Heck, I want it to happen. I'd prefer it to what we have right now. 412-928-9370 is the telephone number. Malzi is off, and that's why I am going to encourage you to chime in. But now I'm getting text messages from Charlie that are making me question what I should do with the phone line, so I don't know what to do yet. Okay. John in the car is here. Hello, John. You're on the fan.
Hey, thanks so much for taking my call. Yeah. Listen, if Rod Woodson can play for the Baltimore Ravens and still be revered here in Pittsburgh, Malkin should be able to go or decide to go wherever the hell he wants to.
Well, but how about the Penguins end of things of them, like, pushing him out the door? You're cool with that?
Listen, I think it's run its course. Yes, absolutely.
So that's your way of saying, I agree with that.
Yep.
I mean, by the way, is Rod Woodson revered here? I think he's considered a great player. I think everybody knows how good he was with the Steelers. I don't think he's revered, though. He's gone. He's not put in the same... Like, there's a difference between those two things. You can respect how good somebody was, and then, like, reverence means, like, the guy walks into a room, and everybody's eyes lock in on the guy, and they're like, oh, my God, this dude is here. Troy's here. Bettis is here. Joe Green is here. Rod Woodson did lose out on that because he left the Steelers with so much time left in his career. This would be somebody who played 95% of his career with one team who just latches on to another team at the tail end of things. You know, like, I guess in Boston, they're probably having this conversation, right? Like, what is it going to feel like for them when Brad Marchand wins the Stanley Cup with a rival in the next few days? And how they're probably pissed that they should have kept him and never let him leave, and they couldn't get a deal done, so they tried to get something back in a trade, and now he's going to experience another Stanley Cup. He won only one in Boston. Like, I'm sure that's a talking point there. But honestly, if Malkin or Sid, and I know that the Sid idea of him playing with another team is unbelievably far-fetched, even though Paul Bissonnette likes to talk about it happening like once a week on his podcast, which is a great podcast, by the way. It wouldn't bother me. It wouldn't irritate me. It would tick me off that the Penguins couldn't build a better team around them late in their career. But that's a super hard thing to do when we're talking about trying to win big with players that are in their late 30s. 412-928-9370. Tyler's next. Hello, Tyler.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, man.
Hey, I wanted to weigh in on the TJ Watt and Malkin leaving.
Yes.
I mean, it would be a whole different story if we had a good team around these guys, but we don't. So we might as well I wanted to get rid of Malkin 2-3 years ago, trade him, get what we could for him, but they didn't do that. Like, I want to get rid of these. If we don't have the guys around them to win now, get rid of them and get what we can for them. That's what I think.
I think that, thanks for the call, I think that people, for whatever reason with Malkin, have been in a hurry to get him out of town. So I probably should have brought that up earlier here in the segment. He's won 3 Stanley Cups here. But he is, in that way, a lightning rod for fans. And there are tons, I don't believe this. I don't agree with this. There are tons of people out there who seem to think if the Penguins had merely traded him 3 or 4 years ago, the team would be in much better shape right now. I don't agree with that. When they brought him back, he was coming off a good year. I still thought there was gas left in the tank. He had a couple of 27-goal seasons, and last year he obviously took a massive step back. All the knee injuries, he was a minus 24. He only had 16 goals. It was his worst season by far. He's shot. He's done. But it's just weird. I guess this is a separate topic, but if you want to weigh in on it, you can. It's just always been odd to me how many Penguins fans have been so bloodless with Malkin? He's an all-time great. He's the fourth best player of all time. And people like to brag about how they got to the mountain first on him and said, see, I told you so. He should have been gone in 2018, or these idiots didn't trade him in 2021. I think it's disrespectful to one of the best players of all time. Me personally. 412-928-9370 if you want to react to that too. The report that Malkin is done with the Penguins after this year, regardless of whether or not he wants to keep playing. And this whole one helmet, one jersey fascination that exists, that Art Rooney trumpeted. Do you agree with that?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.